This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Unofficial results are in for the Lower Kuskokwim School District Board election. Six candidates competed for four seats, and all incumbents are retaining their seats. For the Coastal Villages, incumbent Felix Albert of Tununuk received 64 votes compared to 21 votes for challenger Katie Anthony of Nightmute. For a seat representing Bethel, incumbent Deanna Latham will retain her seat over challenger Catherine Cedars. The margin of victory is slim. Latham received just four more votes than Cedars. The other two seats were uncontested, and incumbents Richard Long of Gweethluk and Michael Husa of Bethel will remain on the board. Each seat is for a three-year term. About 9% of registered voters within the Lower Kuskokwim School District cast ballots in the election. Out of about 7,400 voters, only about 650 voted. The highest voter turnout was in Gweethluk, where 22% of voters cast ballots. The state will certify the results on October 22nd. Turning now to results from Bethel's municipal election. The preliminary results for the 2021 Bethel City Council election are in. There were six candidates vying for four seats, each a two-year term. Based on the initial count, the candidates who won seats include incumbent Conrad C.J. McCormick, incumbent Mark Springer, former City Council member Eric Whitney, and newcomer Mary Beth Hessler. Candidates Jared Carr and Jess Stroder did not win seats under the initial results, but that outcome could change. There are 25 ballots left to be tallied by the Canvas Board when they prepare the official results on Thursday, and there's just a 7-ballot difference between the last-ranked City Council-elect, Mary Beth Hessler, and Jared Carr. That leaves a potential path for victory for Carr to get a seat on this upcoming council. The turnout in yesterday's election was nearly 11% of local eligible voters. Out of over 4,000 registered voters, about 450 cast a verified ballot. People showed up to cast their ballots for the Bethel City Council candidates either at the Cultural Center or the Lower Kuskokwim School District office. What had started as a sunny morning gave way to a cold and gray election day. Despite the rain, a steady trickle of voters emerged from the polling sites. KYUK surveyed voters as they exited on what issues are important to them this election cycle. Most mentioned the COVID-19 pandemic. Ann Kamilainen left the polls at the Lower Kuskokwim School District office as part of the post-work crowd.
For City Council, I am for the vaccine mandates. I really think that the city needs to keep up with what's going on with COVID and make sure that our community stays safe. To me, that's the most important thing right now.
Another man, who would only identify himself as John, aged 55, only had one word on the topic of the pandemic.
Masks. That's it.
You don't want them?
No.
He and his wife had on their masks to vote. He removed his for the interview. John also said he wanted more reliable hauled water and sewer service, but John said he wasn't confident that this iteration of the Bethel City Council would be able to improve it.
There just doesn't seem to be any change, even no matter how many times you call, you get half resolution or no resolution.
But Susan Taylor, who was selling VFW raffle tickets at the Cultural Center just outside of the voting area, was feeling a little more optimistic about the candidates. She said she'd be happy with any of them, even the ones she didn't vote for.
Well, I choose the ones I voted for, but the ones I didn't vote for, they're okay if they win. You know, in the debates and stuff, they all handled that really good, and they all seem to be on top of the issues out here in Bethel.
Voters brought up other issues for the city council to address. One public defense attorney wants the police force to reside in Bethel rather than traveling to town from out of state on a 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off basis. Nearly half the police force currently lives out of town. Another man said he's concerned that the city turns a blind eye to homelessness, alcohol abuse, and drug use. Voter Aiden Keller said he was most concerned about the way Bethel looks. He hopes the city council will focus on beautification.
I think there's a lot we could do to spruce up the Bethel buildings, the Bethel infrastructure, the parks, the boardwalk. They're not so friendly, they're not so safe, they're not nice, they get destroyed easily, there's a lot of graffiti. I mean, just standing here right now, there's pieces of wood missing from the main entrance of the library.
According to unofficial Election Day results, 472 people voted in the Bethel City Council election. Turning to COVID news, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation continues to operate under crisis standards of care. Yesterday, President and CEO Dan Winkleman explained what precipitated that decision. He spoke during a public meeting over Zoom. YKHC activated the crisis care standards last week. The prior weekend had seen 24 beds at the hospital full, with six of those patients, Winkleman said, being treated for COVID-19.
We are a 26-bed hospital, so for YKHC, we were at capacity due to the nature of the COVID patients and their very high acuity.
In an email last week, YKHC said its hospitalized COVID patients were requiring stays of 2 weeks or longer. Each needed significant resources, like staffing. Winkleman said that activating the crisis standards allowed YKHC to increase the number of patients at a time that nurses can be responsible for. And it gives more support to providers if they have to make difficult decisions if patients' numbers increased. Under the crisis standards, YKHC has a committee of physicians to help providers decide how to prioritize care in crisis situations.
Fortunately, that did not happen. YKHC's implementation of crisis standards of care did not mean that YKHC was rationing care in any way.
Rationing care would refer to actually deciding which patients get care to the exclusion of others. Care is often given to patients who providers consider most likely to recover. However, Winkleman listed a series of situations that could force YKHC to ration care.
If our inpatient census continues to increase beyond our capacity, or we stay at capacity for a long period of time, or our patient mix substantially increases with more COVID patients, and we continue to be unable to medevac to higher levels of care, or medevacs continue to be delayed.
YKHC, along with other rural hospitals, have experienced delays in medevacing patients to urban hospitals for advanced care since early September. The urban hospitals have often been at capacity. Winkleman said that the number of patients hospitalized at YKHC changes rapidly. On Monday, YKHC had 21 patients hospitalized. 9 of them had COVID. YKHC has gained some staffing support. Under a federal contract with the state, most of an expected 14 nurses and 5 nursing assistants arrived this week. YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges gave more COVID numbers during Tuesday's public Zoom meeting. She said there are 355 active COVID cases in the region across 33 villages, including Bethel. Many of those communities have widespread community transmission of the virus. Over 1,000 people in the region are in quarantine after being exposed to COVID, and about 74% of the region's eligible population over the age of 12 has been vaccinated against the virus. Hodges wants that number higher.
I really want that number to be 100%. 100% of those age 12 and older, that's what's going to keep our kids the safest until we can vaccinate everyone.
YKHC head Dan Winkleman is encouraging employers and schools to create programs to incentivize vaccinations, and he's encouraging cities and tribes to provide financial incentives to encourage vaccinations as well. COVID-19 vaccinations and testing are available at the Bethel Hospital and Village Clinics. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.